Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Who are those girls? It's JK.
Woohoo!
Hello, everybody. Wow, wait a second. Are we in uniform?
Uniform.
White tops. Just plain white tops. What are the odds?
Mine has a little guava on it.
Oh, you ruined it. We were supposed to be in uniform.
Guys, happy 50th episode!
Oh my God, I was like, what are we doing? Yes! Oh my God, guys, half of 100. We have been here for 50 episodes. You guys have been here for 50 episodes.
Can you believe it?
I don't even know what to say. No, I actually can't.
No,
I can't.
I actually can't. I can't believe, guys, this is our 50th episode. I mean, we've already been doing this for almost a year. Next month, it's our anniversary.
No, that's actually crazy. We have to do something like very special.
No, we have to do something huge. For anniversary, like maybe go to Marco Island again. I don't know.
Oh, that's not that huge, but yeah, I would love to do that.
Anyway, guys,
regardless,
wow,
what a special moment. Truly, what a special moment. I know that I have joked like in the past when you're like, can you believe we're at this many episodes? And I'm like, yes, I can believe that because the editing and stuff, like I very much feel that in the moment. But to be 100% honest, I can't believe that. Like, I actually do think it's insane that 50 episodes and almost a year has passed by.
I
like,
know.
Genuinely, it's
no,
crazy.
No, like time is. Not to be a conspiracy theorist, but they really did fuck up with the time. Like, it's going faster for sure.
Well, literally, my brother Ruben went to go get fireworks from Alabama because he says they're better there. He drove 10 minutes from his house is Alabama. Like, it's that close. And then it changed an hour. Like, it went an hour back, I think. And he's like, what the fuck? Like, how trippy? Like, I drove 10 minutes from my house and I'm in a different time zone.
Oh my God, that is so true. That's so weird.
None of it is real.
Like, none of this is real. Like, it's not 2 p.m. It's 3 p.m., you weirdos. Like, what are you talking about, you know?
Oh, I was about to say, no, it's literally not 2 p.m.
No, I just mean, like, you know, Alabama.
I think us humans just needed a way to measure it so that we don't lose our fucking minds. And probably to also, like, make money make sense. I feel like time and money are, like, two in the same, you know what I mean? You get paid this much per hour. What is an hour?
That is true. That is true.
To be completely honest, I was a little bit worried when we started this podcast. A little bit. Only because I felt like, oh my God, we're going to have to come up with a bunch of story times or we're going to have to, like, try to keep people interested in the way that they knew us before. Like, are we gonna do challenges every fucking episode? Like, what are we gonna do? And the way that it's really just turned into us talking, like two friends just literally shooting the shit, that has given me so much peace in my life. Cause like, yeah, sure, we're gonna have special topics, we're gonna do fun things, like extra special things. But the fact that people still wanna just see us being together and just like having conversations has truly relaxed my soul. Truly. And I feel like we could do this until we're 85 years old. Like, I absolutely am willing to do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We could talk about all your grandkids and all of that stuff while we're on the podcast and how I'm an old lady with 900 dogs.
Have you seen those like TikToks where they go to the house? Well, it's actually like videos from YouTube that are posted on TikTok of them like busting like animal hoarders. That's going to be you.
That's
They're like, ma'am,
me,
no, how many dogs do you have inside? They're like, I don't know.
I saw a super random, but I saw a body cam footage the other day, like while I was scrolling TikTok, of some lady who had a bunch of dead dogs.
I've seen
in
that
her house.
One. I've seen that
Did
one.
Did you see that?
Yeah, where she's like, they just got over parvo.
Yeah, and she was like claiming to be like a
There's a fucking fly here. I'm like, you can't. Did you send him?
No. You can't call yourself a rescue if you're killing animals. I think that's quite literally the opposite of rescuing.
Yeah, that's, literally polar opposite. I'm definitely on body cam TikTok. It's so interesting because you and I are literally, I think, on the same algorithm.
No, for sure. For sure. I have like, I'm also on like the Bad Wiggies TikTok stuff
that
you don't see.
We're not on the
same
algorithm.
But we have similar. Yeah. We have similar algorithms.
We do.
We do.
No, at least somewhat similar. I will tell Lily something that to me in my head is super viral, trending, happening right now. Like everybody, like there's no way someone doesn't know. And she's like, never seen that in my life. I'm like, what? How have you escaped that? Like, did you just not open TikTok? Because otherwise I don't get it.
It's just so crazy how, how big the world is. And there's so many videos that are viral that like we don't know about.
No. Like, that's so crazy. Many. That's tripping me out. I can't think about it too much. Because to me, in my head, I know everything.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
As you know, I know everything.
Yeah, I know you know absolutely everything.
Bro, this show has exposed like things I need to work on, I think.
Come on. Absolutely not.
I always tell Nassim, like, dead ass serious. I'm like, I am 95% of the time right. And honestly, I do feel like I am. Like, I feel like I have such great ideas and stuff, but maybe I'm
you
not.
Do.
Like, what the fuck?
No, you
That's
are.
Really hard for me to accept.
Honestly, you are right a lot of the time.
Thank you. I think
you
so.
You really, really are. This podcast is just a bunch of friends, like, on FaceTime, shooting the shit, talking shit. And like, you know, when you're on FaceTime, you know, you don't, you know.
Yeah, you say things that may not be factually
exactly.
correct. You don't expect exactly. for like people to watch your FaceTime and be like, Jesse, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because like usually your one singular friend on FaceTime doesn't call you out.
Yeah, they don't have time to fact
things.
Check. But like, you guys have time to fact check, as I know.
Which, by the way, shall we get into Kelly Semihinda? Because I have another glorious episode on my side here. Wah!
Yes, we
Two
will.
Episodes
we
in
will.
A row.
But I really quickly, not to get into Love Island just yet, but I wanted to say really quickly before we get into Que Dice Mi Gente, it must feel like what you guys feel like. I was watching Love Island, and when Kenzie, who just graduated nursing school, was talking about vision, and she goes, 2013 vision is worse than 2020 vision because the higher the second number, like, the better your vision. And I looked at Nassim, I go, that's not right. Listen, I don't know a lot of things. I know about vision. I've got astigmatism. Okay.
No, literally, even me who doesn't have astigmatism, I was watching that and I'm like, what? Wait, what? The thing is that Danny got LASIK eye surgery in the military and he ended up having like 2015 vision and he was saying that that's like better than 2020 and I learned all about that like at that time. So I was like screaming at the TV. I'm like, you're so stupid, Kenzie.
No, literally, that has to feel like what you guys feel. Like, I feel like I actually experienced what the average JK podcast listener feels. I was furious. I was looking at Nassim,
yeah,
like
with the
what
whole,
a dumb
like,
bitch. Like, I actually was like, and for her to be like, I went to nursing school, I'm like, you're not a nurse yet though. Like, don't get me wrong, nursing school is very
difficult.
No, it
difficult, was the way that she was so serious.
And God bless Caleb, he was just like letting it happen. Like, you sometimes, you just let it happen with me. Like, you know, I feel bad.
He literally went, hey, if you say so. He literally was like, all right.
Oh
sure.
My God. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that because I do think I understand how you guys feel. I just wanted to say that.
We will obviously save Love Island to the very end and we'll give you kind of like a backstory. I saw the comment that was like, can you give us a little bit of something so that the people who have never seen Love Island kind of know what's going on? We will save that to the end. But I just have to mention when she's telling Caleb, I really didn't want things to end up like this. Like, you're the cutest cowboy that's here. And he was like, probably because I'm the only one.
I loved that. I actually
I
loved
it.
That. Kenzie's just the worst. We'll get into that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Que dice mi gente? Go on, have your moment, live your life.
Wow, guys, two que dice mi gente in a row where I am just a winner and I'm on top.
Let me tell you, I'm really watching my mouth this episode because there will not be a third time. And I will say, once again, I realized this before the episode went up and I still left the part in that I knew would make people be on your side because I believe in fairness and justness.
You really do. You really do. She was like, man, you know, as I was editing the video, your shirt did look a little bit nicer.
A little
mine.
Bit. It looked like so slay in the video. I don't know why. From my perspective, when we were filming, I was like, that shirt is fucking disgusting. I hate it. But to me, I was like, my shirt is so fun and like so lively. Aloha.
I was gonna
what
say you look like you're on a tropical vacation over there.
I am so excited about my shirt. I'm not gonna lie, your shirt is awful.
You think your shirt is great?
I think my shirt is like significantly better than your shirt.
You would wear that out and stuff?
Okay, no, but I could see a moment in which this could be a thing if I like accessorized and stuff.
I would say that about mine.
Okay, you buttoned it up to your chin. Hello? And they were both supposed to be funny and ugly. That was the thing, right? Like, we were supposed to have ugly shirts.
They're both funny and ugly.
I didn't choose mine because I liked it. Like, he had better options. Like, I'll give him that. Like, that wasn't the best option.
I fear he did not have better options. We got the two nicest shirts.
What do you mean? I loved the button down that was like the world globe. I thought that was really avant-garde.
Oh, yeah. There was a shirt with a whole ass globe on it. There was.
I just thought that it would be like a funny whatever thing. And so I thought, let me just crack a joke about how Kathleen's shirt is so ugly because mine is also ugly. Like, I thought it would be hee hee ha ha funny. But unironically, Kathleen was like rocking the shirt. Like, I do agree with that. Despite the giant hole.
Oh, yeah. That giant hole. I just thought it was so funny. Somebody said, not the Ace Ventura shirt. Okay, Jesse Ventura, pet detective. There were so many good ones.
What the fuck? I will say it definitely looked a little funkier on camera than I had earlier anticipated. I thought I was giving like, yes, weird, like funky vibes, but I thought I was like being cute until I looked back and I said, this is super embarrassing.
A lot of people also said you looked like a Hawaiian, like, you know, somebody on vacation to Hawaii.
I saw someone say I looked like a middle-aged man on vacation in Hawaii.
I was rocking, you know, in living color 90s, like 80s. You were.
I'll own it. I will own that. See, I'm capable of owning my mistakes.
And you know what? Jessie will absolutely own something. She really will.
Right.
Okay. And that is a developed Leo, I will say.
Thank you. I am trying to learn and grow, and I am taking in your comments. I will say something about me. I always kind of push back on criticism before I take it in. So, like, you can ask my mom. She'll give me, like, ideas and shit. I think
that's very normal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's me too.
My mom and stuff will, like, give me advice on life, and I always reject it. And then I sit on it. I think about it. And then I'll be like, okay, you were right. And I should do that thing. I'm just very opposed to, you know, it's just like a human thing, I think, where you're just like, I don't want any advice. Like, I know how to live my life. But people do genuinely have better perspectives because they're not in your body. You know what I mean? They could see you from the outside looking in. That's a good perspective to take in. So, like, I do disagree with you guys vehemently on certain things. But I will also take in that Kathleen's shirt was way more slay than mine.
Oh, it was just the way you came, guns blazing at my shirt.
I know.
Just so funny.
Like, I started the episode by bullying, and that set the tone.
Speaking of bullying, I don't know if you saw the comments. We pissed off the milk drinking community.
I fear I knew that was going to happen because milk drinkers,
I didn't know they were out there.
They're really defensive of their teats. You know what I mean? They love a good teat in their mouth.
Wow.
You know what, mama? I get it. Okay. Amelie was super defensive over my tetas when she was drinking them. So I understand.
No, a bunch of people were like, y'all are haters. What's wrong with milk, you bitches? Like, people were coming for us hard. I do want to say, some people were like, what do you mean? I love milk with my Oreos. That doesn't count. You get a pass.
Doesn't count because that's basically like food. Like, you're doing a food thing.
That is. Chocolate milk also doesn't count.
Chocolate milk and strawberry milk don't count. Of course not.
We're talking about just a glass of whole milk. And don't get me wrong. Wow, there's a lot of you in the comments that drink that. And listen, you got strong bones, I guess.
That's a myth, by the way. Made by Big Milk.
Oh, is it a myth?
I think it is a myth that milk gives you stronger bones. Yes, I do think so.
Isn't it like calcium and like which?
I think that's a campaign that things like Got Milk and shit ran. I'm telling you.
Campaigns that were like run back in the day, they just lied to our faces. Oh, 100%. All the time, and it didn't 100%. Matter. No, like the craziest ads, and it's just like straight lying all the time back then. Remember when they told us we were winning the Vietnam War and we weren't?
I don't remember that, but that sounds like something that would happen. Yeah.
Yeah, like the United States was telling the United States that we were winning the war. Yeah. We were absolutely losing.
But what I will say to the milk drinkers, you're not hurting anybody except the cows. You're not hurting anybody. My daughter drinks milk. Granted, she is 4 years old. But I will say it doesn't count if it's after a sweet treat or after chocolate and you're like mixing it. That's like actually a good sleigh
mix.
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
That's almost like ice cream. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different vibe. If you just go to your fucking fridge without any accompaniments and you're just pouring it in a glass, it's a tall glass, you chug a glass of milk, I am scared of you. I'm scared of you. That's all.
Oh my God. Like my friend Samantha, guys, we would come home from high school. Samantha would make us. I swear I am not making this up. I swear I'm poor. Samantha, come to the comments. I've done a video on my YouTube channel with Samantha before. She would eat like a ham and cheese sandwich, a turkey sandwich, whatever, with her little bag of Cheetos and a fucking glass.
I'm going
to
throw up. See, that shouldn't be allowed. Like, genuinely, that is. First of all, my stomach just gurgled. Like, genuinely, that would give me the biggest diarrhea of my life. And I'm not lactose intolerant.
I know. No, I would tell her, like, Samantha, like, Cheetos and milk? That's so disgusting.
Truly foul. That being said, live your life, guys. Like, anyway, you have every right to be absolute weirdo freaks. We are not going to judge you for that.
I eat Fruit Loops and cream cheese. You could drink your glass.
Oh my God, ew. Actually, yeah, you're fucking gross too. That's disgusting.
Oh my God, I think it's so funny that there's so many of you guys in the comments. Okay, so a lot of people are saying that they love the complainers, right? And then when I brought up that Gabby wants to call herself the Coca-Cola Roxy girls, there were a bunch of people in the comments like, okay, I just feel like you're either a Coca-Cola Roxy girl or you're a complainer. You know what I mean? You're either the grumpy or the sunshine. So like the complainers are the grumpy sides of our audience and the Coca-Cola Roxy girls are the other side. But I think it's so funny because in the last episode when I said, ooh, CCR, that sounds, you
yeah,
know,
I was just gonna also say, CCR. My sister-in-law, she's on our Patreon. And so she'll tell me like, oh, I saw somebody saying this. Like she tells me the tea of what's going on. And she said, I saw people say that they cannot accept Coca-Cola Roxy because it's too close to Christy Carlson Romano's abbreviations. And I was like, oh my God, that's so fucking true. Oh my God. And I also heard that somebody tried my copycat La Vie on Rose recipe and loved it. Yeah.
I'm sure a bunch of people have tried it and love it.
So
guys,
excited.
If you don't follow us on Patreon, Jesse did a whole video, a little how-to. Bro, I watched your video and now I want the ninja slushie.
You have to have the ninja slushie. By the way, Ninja, I want my fucking commission. Because honestly, the amount of people that have bought, and they're so expensive, but the amount of people that have bought a Ninja slushie because of my recipe, like, wow. I mean, truly, I don't even feel bad because, like, normally I'd be like, oh, fuck, like, that's so much money, whatever. But guys, it's gonna, like, actually benefit your life. Like, it actually is gonna be so
slay. The thing is, for me, I'm not sure. So I went into the store the other day and I was looking at it. Like, I saw the box. I was there when I was in Boca with my friend America. We were looking at it at the mall and I was like, it is expensive. I'm like, bro, I'm not gonna use it. I'm not gonna use it. So I left, whatever. I didn't even buy it. And then, like, your video went up on Patreon. And I'm like, oh, now I kind of want the freaking slushie machine.
Can I just say, you can get it cheaper on TikTok Shop because TikTok Shop usually has, like, $100 coupons. So that's how I got it. I got it for $100 off on TikTok.
Wait, isn't there, like, a Prime deal coming up or something? Like, I should wait for some sort
you
of,
you should
like...
wait for a deal. I got mine $100 off, and I wouldn't pay fucking $400 for a Ninja slushie. I think I paid $200
or something. You see, like, that's ridiculous. I honestly, and I know what you're going to tell me, but I honestly I'd rather spend the money on a Ninja Creamy because it is cheaper, and since I'm on my health journey, you know, I feel like the Ninja Creamy is like more beneficial for what I want because I can make ice cream that's like healthy.
Right.
I can't do that with a slushie. I think what I'm just gonna do is I'm gonna wait till I go to your house next week and I'm gonna test out the slushie and I'm gonna try La Vie and Jessie, and if it really does knock my socks off.
You are gonna love it. I'm telling you right now, even guys that like don't like fruity drinks usually and stuff, they fiends over my slushie. And one thing I love about it so much is not only that it's so refreshing and like you can truly drink so much of it because it's so actually delicious, but it stays fucking people up. Like everybody has such a slay time and they always come back and tell me like, Jessie, damn, those slushies are fucking epic. I'm like, I know,
but like, okay, it makes sense for you because you do a barbecue every weekend.
For
I'm
sure.
Like, who am I gonna make slushies for?
I agree. That is definitely for me, like it's more of a hosting thing. I don't use it if I'm not doing my barbecues and stuff. If it's just me, I think I did that one time where like that was the drink that I wanted to have. So like, yeah, I had a bunch left over because I only know how to make it by the pitcher. So yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but can you make on the slushie, on the Ninja slushie, just like one?
No, there's a minimum amount that you have to put for the machine to not be like
damn
struggling.
I hate that.
I mean, the minimum is not a ton. I think it's like probably like two drinks ish or something.
Oh, gonna get fucked up by myself on those two drinks. I'm not gonna lie, guys. Next week I'm gonna go visit Jessie. I'm going with my mom and my stepdad, and I am so excited. First of all,
me too.
My stepdad is about to cream himself at the thought of seeing Nassim again and Joe. Like he's like, oh my god, I can't wait. Well, he said it in Spanish. I'm like putting on the Nassim accent. He cannot wait to play pool with him and just like hang out and obviously see you too. And you know,
right? Yeah, yeah, totally.
But he's like so excited to just have like some bro time, and we need to give him Levy and Jessie. I feel like he would. Love. He's not like a fruity drinker. He's like a beer guy.
He'll love it.
I'm just so excited.
I am so excited. And I'm not gonna lie, like the pool table, I know that I gave Nassim some shit. Best thing I think I've ever fucking bought in my life. Like everybody is just playing all the fucking time. And then also it's yes, in a central area, and right when you walk in, you see it. And that did initially make me want to die. Like the fact that you literally stumble.
Who cares?
It was like the first
thing
you see.
It's such a pretty pool table.
But now I fucking love it because it allows like while you're playing pool, you still feel a part of everybody. Like I could be cooking. I could be sitting in my living room. We do karaoke and everybody's together. It's not like the cabin that we stayed at where they were playing pool downstairs. And like if we wanted to be cooking, it's upstairs and it just feels very removed.
Yeah.
It's not like
but
that.
But at least in the cabin, it was like we were playing karaoke and they were behind us like doing pool.
Yeah, like that's a vibe. Yeah. I just like to feel like everybody's together. And honestly, before the pool table, they were doing barbecues outside and it was very much like guys are outside and we're in here and whatever. It felt like very separated, but the pool table really brings people together.
It does. Before we go any further, we want to thank our sponsor, and that's SeatGeek.
As you guys know, we love SeatGeek so much. We're about to watch Hillary Duff in concert because of SeatGeek. We got our tickets through there, of course.
No, dude, we are such fans of SeatGeek. I've gotten my Cat's Eye tickets from SeatGeek. I'm going to go watch Cat's Eye with my friend slash nail tech, who you shamed before because she's like 10 years younger than me.
But okay.
So much fun. We even got our Olivia Dean tickets on SeatGeek. We are such big SeatGeek fans. I will never buy tickets from any other platform ever again.
And with over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek. And this doesn't just include concerts. They also have sports, festivals, so many different events.
And my favorite part about SeatGeek is that each ticket is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So you know you're getting a good deal. And all you have to do is look for the green dots. Green means good, obviously, and red means bad. And honestly, that's super super, super accurate because when we were getting our Olivia Dean tickets, we made sure to get like the green dots. And you could so see the difference when we were picking them out.
Yeah, and something else I really love about SeatGeek is not all the time, but most of the time, they will actually have a view of what your seat is going to look like or a very good estimate of what your seat's going to look like. And it's so helpful when you're buying tickets to know what your view is going to be because a lot of times you're just blindly buying seats. And right now is the perfect time to use SeatGeek because there are so many different artists going on tour at the moment. And every SeatGeek ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. So you can buy with peace of mind, you know?
And as you know, as we know especially, concert season has already started. And to make it even better, you can use code JKPODCAST10 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code JKPODCAST10. Make sure you click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later. And thank you so much to SeatGeek for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Dude, I'm telling you, New Year's Eve was just extra epic and special because of that damn pool table.
I know, it's a really, really bonding experience.
It really was. Like, you slayed with that choice of that cabin. Every cabin moving forward has to have a pool.
I know, and I have to book the cabin soon because you don't want to wait too long to book your New Year's cabin. But I'm like nervous at following up that cabin, you know what I mean?
How are we gonna top that cabin? It was glorious. We definitely need to. I was gonna say we can go to the same cabin, but no, we gotta switch it up. Come on.
No, yeah, we can't. And I left mediocre review, so we really can't go back there. And we fucked up her fridge.
You left a mediocre review after fucking up her fridge?
There was certain things that she made us do, like the trash thing was really pissing me off because like there was nowhere to put the trash and we just had like a bunch of fucking bags of trash the entire time, like in our kitchen. Like it was just like not a good like system.
The thing is that they wanted us to put the bags of trash in that cage thing outside, but the cage thing outside was totally full.
Before we got there, it was full. So like, I don't know. We just had a bunch of trash everywhere. And like, something else, I think she made us like all strip everything and put it in the laundry room. And like, it's a 3-story house. Like genuinely, it was like quite tedious and annoying, especially when we were leaving. And I don't know, it was a great place, but it was a little, just some things they could work on that I thought I could include in my review. Anyway, we can't go back there.
Yeah, perhaps we don't go back there. And we'll right. just... look for another cabin.
Exactly.
Close right, by right, or right, something. Right.
But anyway, do we have any more que dice mi gente? I was too scared to look at the comments once I started seeing that I was getting roasted, so I have none.
Yeah. A lot of Ace Ventura. Oh my God, I thought this comment was actually so funny. Madster Lion, interesting, said, following the Rosie method and will be learning Spanish by watching the JK podcast on repeat forever. So far, I've learned feito pobrecito and how to incorrectly conjugate.
Yeah.
Decir. I thought that was so funny. Oh my God.
That is that funny. Comment. I really like that.
That is funny. No, this comment killed me, guys. Vanessa Ziggy says, Kathleen has in fact lived many lives. Does she remember any of them? Absolutely not. And then Albino Lucy commented under, she remembers George Lima though.
No, it's funny. Luis actually texted me after the last episode and he's like, it's so funny because like you guys have known each other for so long and you know absolutely nothing about each other. I'm like, we do. We just forget it. And that's interesting because I know I make fun of your memory, but I don't think I have good memory either.
Yes, you do.
No, I really don't. And I realize it now that like, even when I've had problems with people in my life and stuff, like sometimes people have to remind me what somebody did to me because I don't even remember. I'm just like, wait, shit, they did do
that's
that.
So
like,
that's so fire sign of you.
Is it?
If you were a water sign or an earth sign, you would know forever and ever. Ever. That's very us. That's very fire and air. We just be forgetting things and letting it slip on off our shoulders.
That is not a bad quality to have in this super traumatizing, horrendous life.
Listen, I agree. I really don't hold a grudge. I really don't.
Same.
By the way, guys, I am done. Are you done with Que Dice Mi Gente? I'm done.
I never had one to begin with. So yeah, I'm done.
Oh, right. Of course. But bro, you have no idea what happened to me at the Charlotte Tilbury event the other day. What? I was mortified, guys.
Is it actually horrifying or like you're like being dramatic?
Horrifying to me.
Okay. Perfect.
So, I don't know. But I get there with Annie. Okay. And immediately when I walk in, one of the Charlotte Tilbury girls like greets me when I walk in. They're like, oh my God, thank you so much for being here. Blah, 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 all this stuff. Like right at the entrance. And then right after that, I'm like, oh my God, no, thank you so much for having us. Whatever. I walk 2 steps. Someone else comes up to me and I just want to paint a picture. It was right there in the entrance. She was elegant, gorgeous, beautiful. Like she didn't look, this is going to sound so fucked up. She didn't look like an influencer.
Oh like no.
She didn't look like a typical influencer. Like, like she was just like so fancy, gorgeous, so eloquent, like spoke so well, whatever. She comes up to me. She's like, oh my God, hi, how are you? She's like, me and you met years and years and years ago at another event. And I thought like, oh my God, okay, yeah. So we met at like, maybe she worked for another brand or something, I'm like, oh my God, yeah. She's like, that's so nice that you came out here. And I'm like, no, oh my God, thank you so much for having us.
No.
She goes, oh, I'm not with the brand.
No.
I wanted to die, guys. I swear.
The fact that you're even telling this story out loud is crazy.
I know. I know.
I need you to elaborate viciously on why you didn't think she was an influencer.
I just told you. She didn't give influencer. Okay, like, not to sound like a bitch.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'm going to say it. And this is going to sound so fucked up. And please, nobody come for me. I love my influencer peers and I love everybody. But there is a certain aesthetic when you go out in Miami or in any of these places with these influencers, when they're all kind of dressed the same. They all kind of have, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you're talking like big lips, like, yeah, BBL.
Yeah, big lips, yeah, BBL, the same type of TikTok shop outfit. Like,
I get it.
Okay. And they're gorgeous and they're stunning, yeah, beautiful women. I'm not saying anything, you know, I'm not. But like, she came up to me and she was just so like gorgeous and like, she just didn't give me like little influencer vibes. So I was like, oh no, my God, thank you so much for having us. And she was like, oh no, I'm not with the brand. I'm here just like you. She said, I'm here just like you.
Oh no.
I grabbed her hand.
What did you say?
No, I grabbed her immediately and I said, oh my God, I'm so, I must have apologized to her like 40 times throughout the night. She must have wanted to punch me.
You probably made it so much worse.
I did. I mean, I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No, she was so nice about it. She's like, oh my God, no, please, please, obviously. She's like, I just meant like I met you at another event with your mom at Urban Decay like years ago. And then I remembered, whatever. But I was like, oh my God, I wanted the ground to swallow me, guys. I thought about it for 2 days. I couldn't sleep that night when I got home. Yeah. I was like, I can't believe I fucking told her that she was. But she was so nice about it. But I kept telling her, like, I hugged her. I'm like, I am so, so sorry. I just, I don't. Yeah, it was horrible. It's because she walked up to me right after the Charlotte Tilbury girl. So I thought it was like more.
Yeah.
More coming up to me. No, to talk to me.
I get it. And I mean, that happens to people all the time. People in Walmart will go horrible. Up to somebody and be like, what aisle is this on? They're like, I don't work here. You know what I mean? Like, that does happen. People.
You cannot get confused. That.
Yeah, but that's similar. You know what I mean? Like, I get what you're saying, too, because an influencer, God bless, is usually not gonna go up to you and start talking to you. Like, they're actually gonna be like in their little bubble, especially at beauty events, like with people they came with, or
yeah,
just
guys,
like, I don't know.
Influencers usually look me up and down. Okay, mind you, I always feel so out of place at these influencer events. I really, really do, because they just have this aura and this energy about them. And they're usually like, I don't know, they kind of, not that they side eye, but she came up to me, she was so nice and so friendly and so welcoming. I'm like, oh, you must not be an influencer.
Yeah, no, that makes more sense to me. But also, I get what you mean about the aesthetic too. Like, even the way they do their makeup and stuff, it is very like Instagram. Mm-hmm. Like, I do know what you're talking about.
Yes.
So like, it is an honest mistake. At first I was horrified and totally not on your side. But as I think about it more, honest mistake.
Yeah, I felt like shit. I wanted the ground to swallow me. It was so embarrassing. Annie looked at me like, oh my God.
Damn.
Oh, it was bad. But she was so nice. And we were talking for like the rest of the time that I was there. And it was awesome. It was actually a very, very, very cute event. I had a freaking passion fruit margarita that was life changing. Oh my God.
Ooh, that sounds so fucking good. Fire. And let me tell you something, as I've tried to continue my life without Joey, my mixologist, when he moved to Miami, all my drinks went to shit. I have tried to make so many margaritas with so many different fixins, okay? And I can't do it. It is fucking hard to make a good margarita.
Try a passion fruit margarita, because
it tasted like ass.
No, whenever I order a passion fruit anything, I don't know if it's because passion fruit, like the juice is so strong and it's like takes over the drink every single time.
Oh, I didn't
buy
do it with juice.
Fruit,
maybe that's my mistake. I swapped out, instead of triple sec, I used passion fruit liqueur. So maybe that's where I fucked up.
Oh, maybe. Because I do think I've never had a passion fruit drink that I didn't like.
No, actually. I love passion fruit, but I also love guava. Very hard for me to hate something guava.
Oh, me too. Do you remember the passion fruit drink that we had that Mari had in Mexico in Epcot? That tasted
like
asshole.
I hated that.
Because it was very smoky. It was a smoky passion fruit and it was not good.
What is it that you said that doesn't taste good in it? Mezcal or something like that?
Yeah, I hate mezcal. Guys, I know, I'm sorry. I don't want to offend anybody because I know there's some mezcal ride or diers out there, but God, I hate it so much.
Kind of like if you're just like chewing on some charcoal or something. Like, it's very smoky.
It's so smoky.
It is.
It's like literally, it tastes like the juice that you put like on the barbecues.
Yeah, it does. Bro, speaking of which, I never uploaded that Disney vlog to fucking Patreon. And maybe the Disney vlog might be dead, but my dad continues to ask me, because remember, he did a drink review of Livy and Rose there. And he goes, when are you going to put that video up? I'm like, oh my God, I actually have to get it up now because he's bothering me so much. Can I just say something really random? I saw this on TikTok, okay? This is called Mingle Mood. And it's a mocktail, but they also like have regular mocktails that have no like psychoactive effects. But this one's called Mingle Mood. It's got lion's mane mushroom, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. And let me tell you,
L-theanine.
Oh my God, it has stevia. It doesn't even taste like that. I'm normally a stevia, like I could detect that like a fucking canine, like a bloodhound. This one's berry lemon bliss. I am 75% of the way done. I feel it.
Nuh-uh.
I swear to you, I feel it. And I've drank other things. If you guys like ever see me with another can that's kind of like silvery and it has like blue and all that stuff in it, it's called Hayo. And that's supposedly like a very similar thing, but I feel nothing with those. I can have like five of those and I feel absolutely nothing. This has a really
nice relaxing effect. Even though there's no alcohol?
Yes. Like I feel like a very relaxing, almost like a buzz, dude. Seriously, what the hell?
No fucking way.
I swear. You have to try these. They're so expensive. Like actually so fucking. Oh. I think a 12 pack was like $30-something or $40-something, something like that.
Oh my God. Send me the link.
It's incredible. And it tastes delicious. Wow. I'm going to purchase more of these because I honestly, like I'll grab a White Claw and stuff when I'm filming during the week. And I hate doing that. I'm just like, oh, I really don't want to like, just it's wasted calories. I don't get drunk. I'm like, what is the purpose? So this is a really nice option. Not sponsored, but wow.
Damn, I'm going to look into that for sure.
Fantabulous.
Anyway. I'm also not trying to like, I am on this new thing where I'm not drinking at all unless I'm like, at a party or at a
I was about to say, what do you mean? You're about to come to my house.
When I'm going to your house, I'm going to get sloshed on LaVie and Jesse.
Yeah, but not like pointless drinking. I get that. I'm kind of like on that journey now too.
I'm not doing pointless drinking anymore. Yeah. Especially that, dude, guys, I spoke about this in our Factor sponsor and then I forgot to talk about it in the episode, but like I recently hired a personal trainer. I'm only on the second week, but I also have to like worry about obviously like the foods I'm eating and being more healthy. This super, super sweet sugary matcha is not helping, but
right.
You know, come on, I can't just like have a boring life either, you know what I'm saying? I have to enjoy myself. I'm never gonna be one of those people, even though I have a like I hired a personal trainer. I am trying to be like more healthy, not even so much about like what I look like. I just want to be healthier. I've noticed I'm 34, the older I'm getting, and I know that sounds so stupid and so crazy because I'm young, you know, I'm not old, but like I'm already feeling it in my body.
No,
it's crazy.
I completely believe that. I feel it in my body too, and I am way younger. No, I'm just kidding.
You are, and you're so much younger than
I just choked on that joke. No, genuinely, like after 30, and I feel like that's so cliche to say, and I'm actually annoyed with myself, but like genuinely after I turned 30, I started noticing like, yeah, I can't recover as good as I used to. Like I genuinely have a lot of back pain and stuff, and I'm super inactive. Mm-hmm. And guys, my job has me so sedentary. Like I am sitting like all day. You know what I mean? Like I'm literally going from one seat to the next seat. No, bitch. When we were planning this episode, Kathleen's like, I'll talk about my health journey and then you could talk about your Pilates. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll talk about how I just canceled my membership yesterday. I actually just canceled it.
You canceled your membership yesterday?
Okay, here's the thing, guys. In my old house, I lived super close to it. It's like, it's honestly not far. It's 15 minutes away, maybe 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
But
Jesse,
no, it's right kind there. Of, you know, but it, but you know,
I get you. You know,
I wasn't going as often as I should, but I have found multiple people and I'm going to try them out and I'll let you guys know how it goes. There's like multiple at home Pilates things. Yes, it's not with a reformer, but it is beginner friendly. And I honestly think if I'm being realistic with myself, I'm more likely to do that. And then I will just because I was paying an unlimited membership. It's super expensive. And so what I'm doing now is like if I still want to go, I just pay per class. Like it's like $30 a class or something. I'd rather do that. But I do want to get more active. It's just very difficult. It's not a part of my lifestyle. And it's like, okay, now I have to just like literally change my whole life. How do I do that?
Yeah, that's the thing is like when it comes to that, you really do have to like lock in, as they say. Like you have to change your schedule and change your lifestyle in order to start putting like, you know, physical activity into your
day. I'm not ready for that. But you know what? You're starting at 34. So I have 2 more years. Exactly. Until you start.
I get it. It's a lot. But yeah, I'm on the second weekend. I want to cut myself. I'm not going to lie. I've worked out with like my friends and I used to work out a lot with my sister-in-law, Becky, and she kind of helped me with my form and stuff. But having a personal trainer that I can't tell to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, it's tough.
Because I'm too embarrassed. Oh my God.
A couple in my life and it has been hardcore.
Bro, Jesse, like, you know how everything me da pena? 2 times already, I have had a workout where like little tears come out of my eyes because I'm pushing so hard, and I can't tell him that I'm going to stop, but I just start crying in the middle of the workout. And
I'm so dead. It's better to tell him that because crying is so embarrassing. Like, what do you mean?
No.
I'd rather just be like, sir, I can't do this. Is it a boy?
Yeah, it is a boy.
No, I'll never do a boy guy again. A boy guy.
Well, okay,
let me
explain.
Like a man teaching me personal training.
Let me explain. The reason is this is how it happened. So he's actually like my cousin, my Cuban cousin.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay.
Like a Cuban cousin. Okay, so my mom's brother got married to his mom when he was really, really young. They came from Cuba. I met him when he was like 6 years old. They were married. They had my little cousin who's like blood related to me, but like, you know what I mean? Like I've known him since he was 6 years old, you know. So he's like technically like my cousin. I noticed he was going to the same gym, like he was training people at the same gym that I would go to all the time. time. And Michelle was like, bro, why don't you just ask Chris to train you? Like, your family, you're not like, it's because I would tell her all the time, like, there's no way I can get a personal trainer. I'm too embarrassed. And she's like, just ask him, like, you know him, you know, whatever. So I asked him, and yeah, now it's we're in 2 weeks in, and I already regret it. You know, what can I say?
How many days a week do you do it?
I see him 3 times a week. I'm supposed to work out on my own without him. And I told him straight, I said, I'm not coming here without
you. 3 times a week is like, great. I'm not gonna lie. Like, what? I feel like that gives your muscles some time to recover, because genuinely the people that do like 6 days a week and 1 day rest, are you just working out super sore? That sounds like really hard.
Well, no, because the more you work out, the less sore you get.
Like, I don't believe
once
that.
Once you're already like work, no, 100%. Once you're working out every day and stuff, like, that's, you don't really get sore like that.
I don't know.
It's not a myth.
Let me stop saying my opinions. Everyone in the comments is gonna be like, Jesse, it's not a fucking myth. You do get less sore. I'm like, oh no.
You do.
Am I hammered off of this thing? What's happening?
Bro, there's no alcohol in there.
I swear to you, if you asked me to take a tit out, I would right now. Like, what is literally happening?
Shut the fuck up.
I actually feel fucked up.
No, wait. Check if there's alcohol in there. Maybe you got like
a... No, it literally says non-alcohol... Oh my God. Oh. I can't even talk.
Uh-oh.
Man.
Oh my God.
Non-alcohol. Functional sparkling social beverage. And then it says with adaptogens and nootropics.
Damn, them neuronootropics got you fucked up, girl.
Yeah, I think it's the L-theanine. It says it gives you relaxed, feel-good vibes. The lion's mane gives you clear-minded presence. And the ashwagandha gives you grounded and centered energy.
I take L-theanine every night before bed.
You don't have to anymore, mama. Just chug one of these bad boys. Holy hell.
Oh my God, I'm going to try that. I'm really going to try that. Benji would love that. This is an amazing 50th episode, am I right? We're getting fucked up on matchas and ashwagandha.
I know, it's like the morning. So I was like, oh, let me grab one of my little mocktails, you know, to like have a little drink while I'm fucked up. Like, what's happening?
Guys, I have an announcement. Sorry, Jesse.
Yeah.
I have an announcement. Well, I know that we brought this up last time about my 3PL. I just wanted to thank you guys so much for the love on... We're finally out of the fulfillment center. And yes, don't worry. The tea is coming as soon as all my inventory is out of there. By the way, it's still not out of there. It's still there, in case you guys are wondering. But since we got so much love and so many comments, we're going to give you guys a 25% off coupon code.
I didn't know about this. How exciting.
Yeah. Last time we gave you guys a 20% off coupon code. This time we're going to do JKPOD25. It's a one-time use coupon code, and you can use it on the website, on the whole website. So use JKPOD25 to save 25% off on lightslager.com.
What a special 50th episode celebration. That is so beautiful. Thank you, guys. I'm going to use that code.
What a special. JKPOD25. And thank you so much for supporting my small business. Operation Save Light Slacker is in effect. And I can't thank you guys enough.
Oh,
I just
my
wanted
God.
To mention that. Please use our coupon code. I love
How
you so
special.
Much.
Did anyone buy Amelia's nails? I hope they did.
Oh my God, she did. She texted me that she got a couple orders.
Yes. Oh my God.
I was so excited that would happen. She was so happy, guys. She was like, thank you so much for giving my little nails a shout out. Oh, I'm like, honestly, God. Like the JK podcast, trying to save one business one day at a time. You know,
you know what? We're really trying to support our girlies.
We really are. Whenever we do, because guys, we are so, by the way, if you're wondering, we are deep, deep, deep in planning our Coca-Cola Roxy Miami show.
Guys, all I have to say is block off all of October, because it's going to be in October. We're pretty sure.
We're probably going to do the show like early October.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. Not like to cross over with Halloween, but we felt like that was a good month that would give us time to prepare. Guys, you don't understand the feeling I got when we were talking about ideas and like genuinely visualizing that on stage. I was cracking the fuck up. Like, I just am so excited because I think it's genuinely going to be so fun. And I've never done anything like that in my life.
No, an in-person live show? Oh my God, me neither. And you know I'm like scared of a bunch of shit. Don't worry, guys. I will be forcing all of you guys to open your purses, walk through metal detectors, lie detectors.
Yeah, God bless you. Just want to be shut. Like, genuinely.
To get into the, you know, the building. But when you do get in there, it's going to be so much fun. And I cannot wait to see.
When you do like, get in past my severe security. No, literally, Kathleen was like, so here's the thing. She always, like, even when we went to like Disney Springs, and she's like, I feel so good because everybody has to go through a metal detector. Like, she just loves for people to be metal detected so that she could feel safe, which I honestly
really,
of course, totally understand.
Yeah, like when I see a metal detector when I'm walking into a building, I said,
you should have seen Nassim's
face. I love it.
Because, like, he knew that we were planning, like, just wanting to do a show, but he had no idea that it was, like, actually going to happen. So I told him, like, oh, looks like it's actually going to happen. His face just dropped, and he goes, okay, I need to be there, and I will keep you safe. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, between you and Kathleen,
so right.
Like, I can't. And I'm like, first of all, by keep me safe, do you mean you're going to be chugging Michelob Ultras in the back? Because I don't know that that's going to really keep me that safe. He's like, no, don't worry. I will just stand there, and I just make sure. He goes, there is no way I will be home sitting on the couch while you are going to do that. I'm like, oh, my.
Oh,
I can't.
Of course not. He would have to go.
I can't.
He would absolutely have to go to our show.
Yeah, just like how he kept us safe in New York.
You know,
He just got hammered at freaking Carnegie Club. He just wanted to go to New York. That's really what it came down to.
What are you talking about? He saved us from a blazing fire. What are you talking about?
I forgot. Yeah, and also in Nashville, just like how he saved me from being molested. Oh, wait. He didn't. I fear I was molested right in front of him. But come to our show. You know what I mean? It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, no, it's going to be so much fun.
We don't
fun,
have
guys.
An exact date, but we are going to announce it soon. As soon as we lock down the venue, we are going to announce it because we want people to be able to make plans to be there. I am just so excited. Okay, guys, it's time to talk about something very important.
What?
My neck lift.
Love Biden.
Oh.
Your neck lift. Before you get into your neck lift, I have one very important question that I already know the answer to, but I'm gonna ask in front of everybody.
What?
Did you watch Sinners on Wednesday like you said you would?
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't. I absolutely
okay, next Wednesday.
Well, actually, I don't know if I want to watch it now because I did see like some comments of people being like, you are setting Jesse up. She's gonna be scared.
Bro, okay, so you didn't see all the other comments where people were like, Kathleen's right, it's not scary?
No, I didn't see those. I only saw the one that was saying
wait,
it was scary.
Oh my god, can I have one request? Wait. Next week, I'm going to your house. Can we all sit down and watch Sinners?
I mean, theoretically, yeah. Are we actually going to do that? Probably not.
Why not?
We have so many things to do. Our attention span is like on zero. And you think we're going to watch Sinners?
I'm so upset. It's such a, I need you to watch. Okay, well, you have until October to watch the movie. Just
so. Oh my God. Yeah. Like I have so much time. And I am going to wait until September to watch it. God bless. So guys, back to my neck lift. I always want to be upfront. If there's something that I'm doing that changes my physical appearance, I do want to be honest about that. I've kind of always been that way. Like when I got my lips done, I talked about it on the podcast. Like I don't care about shit like that. I want to say before I describe the procedure I had done, it's still not fully kicked in. Like it's gonna kick in within the next, like by next episode I should have like full results.
But you did it yesterday? No,
I did it 2 days ago, so it's the second day, like the second morning now. It's been like 48 hours, and like it's supposed to kick in on like day 5, like heavily. I do notice a difference already, but it's definitely gonna kick in more. Anyway, Lily was actually telling me about this because she got it done, but it's called the Nefertiti neck lift.
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds like a neck lift where you're gonna like sell your soul to the devil.
No, I know, that sounds like they're gonna cut you open and staple you. Like it definitely sounds intense.
Actually, I will say if Lily recommends something, I will take it because Lily's results have been so good. Lily's
like
face
crazy.
Looks incredible.
I know.
Yeah, she looks incredible.
Well, the thing is that Lily goes to the dermatologist that does Lindsay Lohan's face. So yeah.
I just got goosebumps.
Yeah.
I need to go to that dermatologist. Oh my God.
She swears on her life. She says that Lindsay Lohan did not have a facelift.
Oh, Lily, come on.
That's what she says. No, Lily doesn't swear that. The dermatologist
swears
that.
No, I know. I'm saying, Lily, that lady's lying to you.
That's what I said. I'm like, there's no fucking way. But she swears.
You could even tell. Have you seen Freaky Friday 2?
Yeah.
Okay, you can tell when she's like the bottom of her neck towards the back. She definitely has.
No, I agree. Now, I will say technology has advanced, and that's why I actually chose this procedure. So basically what it is they inject 40 units of Botox into this muscle right here that is essentially most people's like double chin. And it relaxes the muscle because it turns out this muscle right here actually pulls down your skin and gives you a double chin. So when you relax that muscle and you paralyze it, essentially, it literally looks like you got a fucking neck lift. Like it's insane. I already noticed.
No, you were showing
difference.
Me the before and after pictures and I was like, holy fuck, the fact that that's, I will say it is really awesome. I hate 2026, don't get me wrong, but I do think it's really cool that we live in a world these days where you don't have to do full on plastic surgery to see a lot like really good results.
No,
like the before and after you were showing me, I was like, how the fuck is that not full on plastic surgery?
So the reason why I was saying that Lindsay Lohan may have not gotten a facelift like actually is because when I went in, and I'm going to tell you all about my experience and just like be very honest about it, but when I went in, he told me about other procedures that are an option if this doesn't work in the way that I wanted to, or if I wanted more permanent options. So like surgery for me, I have decided I will not get an elective surgery. I know I've talked about getting my boobs done and like thinking about that. I have decided that essentially if it is not a mandatory surgery, I probably shouldn't be doing it because I have children.
Same. Now moving forward.
I have been looking at like non-surgical options and I've gotten Botox. Like I get it every 3 months in my like little crow's feet because I have this one crease. I don't have crazy wrinkles and it's not because I don't want to age. It's genuinely, it creases my makeup so annoyingly. Like this one crease on my fucking eye and I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, I literally always crease right there. It drives me insane.
Girl, you don't have to explain yourself to me.
Well, No, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm talking through my process because genuinely I was talking to my family and so many people in my family were like, why the fuck did you do that? Like, that's so stupid. You, who cares if you have a double chin? Like, it doesn't matter. That's your face. That's how you were born. And I have to reiterate to them, my job is to be on camera and I stare at myself all the time. And unfortunately, what comes with that is it highlights my insecurities and it highlights the things that I focus on myself that don't make me feel good. When I'm taking a picture, the things that don't make me feel good. And I mean, I'm a fucking Leo. Like, it's hard for me. Like, there are things about my appearance that I'm like, if I can fix that, like, I will. Mm-hmm. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our next sponsor, and that's Quince.
Summer honestly always makes me think about what I'm reaching for every day, especially when it comes to fabrics. Like, I like lighter fabrics, better materials, something easy breezy, you know? And honestly, that's why I keep going back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials like breathable linen, soft organic cotton, washable silk, really, really good high quality fabrics without that luxury price tag, which is amazing.
Yeah, Quince has beautiful everyday pieces like 100% European linen pants, dresses, and tops with style starting at $32, which is insane for the quality that Quince provides. I love my high-waisted linen pants. They're so breathable. And for the summer, oh my God, it is getting so hot out there.
I love their linen stuff. Like, you know when a sponsor is really good, when I continue to go back myself and purchase things over and over, I have bought so many things from Quince, especially all of their linen stuff. I have 3 linen pajamas at this point. I love their linen stuff. And it's crazy because everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Yeah, and they work directly with ethical factories and they cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for the quality, not the brand markup.
And it's not just clothing, by the way. Quince has become like a destination for elevated essentials across home, kitchen, bedding, and everything.
Yeah, they really do have so much stuff. I got lost in their site the other day. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know they had all this.
Yeah, I really like their jewelry too. I love their sunglasses. I have like some really good green sunglasses that I love from them. I have a purse that I love from them. Honestly, it's like a one-stop shop, especially if you're gifting. It's a great place to go and pick out like some gift for a loved one because there's so many options on their website.
So if you guys want to elevate your summer wardrobe, head over to quince.com/jkpod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Which now they're available in Canada too, by the way. That's quince.com, quince.com/jkpod for free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/jkpod. And thank you so much to Quince for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to get this forever and stuff, but I have noticed, especially on Do We Know Them. So with JK, I can angle the camera a little bit higher. With Do We Know Them, I can't because my chair has to be visible, like in my baseboard, and it's this whole thing. So I notice a lot. I'm like, I keep looking at that part of my face.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? And I was like, you know what? It's a temporary thing. Botox is temporary. You have to get it every 3 to 4 months. It also dissolves from your body within 24 hours. It's not like filler. It doesn't live in your body forever. The paralyzing effects of it is what lasts. And the main downside of Botox is that over time it can weaken the muscle that it's paralyzing because it basically atrophies, like it's not working, so it'll weaken. But the thing is, if it's weakened, like that's kind of what we want because then it won't work and then it won't pull down, you know what I mean, the muscle. So it's, to me, I'm like, kind of a win-win. I don't know, I'm fine with it. And if it makes my face look a little weird or something, I'll stop, whatever.
Honestly, there are a lot of people who are super super against Botox as well, like the toxins you're putting in your body.
For sure. For
listen,
sure. Valid.
I'm gonna do Botox on my crow's feet, mama. I am.
I just am gonna do that. And it's not that I don't want to like age gracefully. Like literally my grandma never did any Botox or anything, and like genetically she was so blessed, and like she did have wrinkles at the end, but she just looked so beautiful, and I loved seeing, like, she was gorgeous till the end. Like genuinely, I don't think aging is a bad thing.
The thing is that like Botox, it's not like going full on plastic. It's not like you're trying to look like Joan Rivers at your old age, but a little Botox
filler I think is dangerous. Like filler, when you start going the filler route, I am scared a little bit.
Botox is too.
Botox is not as bad as filler.
No, it's not as bad, but it's still dangerous. You know, all that kind of shit.
Oh, no,
shit,
no. Dangerous,
day,
you can get botulism from it. Yeah, of course. Like, if you have someone who doesn't know what they're doing or something, yeah, for sure, it can be.
You definitely
dangerous.
Have to be careful, guys. Like, you have to make sure you're going to a good doctor. You have to do a lot of research and just be careful.
Me not doing single amount of research. I just went to the first doctor I Googled.
Okay. Do you research? Make sure you're going to a good
do
doctor.
As we say, not as we do. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Do your research because you can take an insecurity and then make it fucking worse. Can you imagine?
True. So just, you absolutely can,
honestly,
for sure.
Just do your research and, you know, do what makes you feel good and fuck what everybody says.
That's how I feel. But I always want to be honest about that. Like something that's going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want people to, let's say in 2 weeks, they think I like fucking lost a bunch of weight or something. And like, that's why, you know what I mean? Like, it's no. And 100%. Also, I think it's important for people to know that people who have changes like that to their face, like you can look at them and be like, oh my God, they look so good. And then you think that that should be achievable for yourself. But these people are getting exactly. injections and it's not achievable exactly. unless you also get those injections.
Like those freaking gym influencers that fully have a BBL and will sit there and yes. tell you that they got their ass by doing like a bunch of squats. No, bitch, you got a BBL. Yeah. Don't try to lie to me. Like, don't get yeah. me wrong. You can absolutely build a fat shelf going to the gym every day. But like, don't sit there and say that your BBL is real. Like, shit like that is crazy to me.
I agree.
Just be honest. Say you got a BBL.
And I don't think that everybody needs to disclose. Oh my God, this fly is fucking pissing me off. I don't think that everybody needs to.
No, I'm not saying you need to disclose what you're doing. I think you do. But don't sit there and say that you didn't. My thing is, you don't have to tell anybody, but don't sit there and say that you didn't get something that you did.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner with her lips. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. If you don't want to tell anybody that you got your lips done, cool. We could literally tell. You
yeah, we tell actually have eyes. See your face. So God bless. Yeah.
We have
yeah,
eyes. Sure. But don't sit there and be like, what do you mean? I have natural lips. Because I
really
shit
actually
me.
Like this was a procedure I really wanted to talk about because I feel like it's something
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
I didn't even know no, existed. Tell us. And I'm just like, I feel like
no, I had no idea.
It's something you would never guess because you would think that if somebody got rid of their double chin in a week, that they got a surgery or something. You know what I mean? Like you'd be yeah. like that, like did they chop it off? Like that was what I thought was the only option. I legitimately, guys, was looking up chin lipo. Like I wanted my double chin gone. It bothers me. I want to be clear. I'm not looking at people and being like, ew, they're double chin. Like I feel like people always like equate like you should not look at that as a standard of beauty. Guys, it's for me. For my insecurities, yeah, yeah. like my insecurities do affect me mentally. And so if I can do something, then I do it. Anyway, so to describe my procedure. So first of all, I found this place. I did not research it. God bless. I looked up Nefertiti neck lift and the only place, well, there was a couple, but the only places that offered it and like by name, it has to be by name because yeah, other places do Botox. Like the lady that I go to, she does Botox and she does it pretty much all over the face, but she doesn't advertise a Nefertiti neck lift and it is very specific. So the only places were in Atlanta. I was like, fuck my life. I have to drive like 45 minutes to go to Atlanta.
God bless. You thought in your mom and pop little negative woods they were going
to
do Nefertiti?
I will say to see how haphazardly this guy injected me though, I'm low-key going to talk to my injector and be like, girl, can you just do that? Like, can you just like inject this right here real quick? Because she knows anatomy. She's a fucking nurse practitioner. Like she's not, you know what I mean? I don't know.
How do you think she would react to what he didn't do?
Oh, okay. Well, first let me tell them what he didn't do.
Let's get there.
When the doctor came in, I already got, like, first of all, I hate male doctors. God bless you all. Okay.
Me too. But
I don't want a male doctor ever. I will say the exception is who was originally supposed to deliver my son, who delivered Jonathan. His name is George Mendia in Miami. He's retired. I love him. He was genuinely such a caring, like tender man, so sweet, made you feel so comfortable and like really cared for. I feel like that's the exception,
those are so
not the
rare.
Rule. Yeah, genuinely. So anyway, he comes in, he grabs my turkey neck immediately. Okay, he literally just went in, grabbed my double chin, which by the way was very grabbable apparently. Like he literally just like grabbed a handful of that, obviously to like check and like, you know, see if I'm a good candidate, right, and whatever. Well, and then he basically was like, yeah, I see what you're talking about. I'm like, oh, perfect. Like, yeah, I know it's there. And then I told him that I had recently lost weight, like I've lost over 30 pounds. And then he's like, oh okay, like I don't know if that's fat, like I'm not sure if that's fat or skin because I can't like see through your body, but if it is fat, this is like another alternative thing you could do. And anyway, he quoted me for like a different procedure that's permanent and it's $7,500 and it's essentially this like electromagnetic fucking waves that melts your fat and tightens your skin. And that's why I think gross. It is possible that Lindsay Lohan didn't have a facelift because this literally tightens like permanently the skin on your neck, like it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's just there's a lot of alternative technology at this moment that's non-surgical.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But anyway, then what was alarming is that after I chose, and oh my god, get Banna, because if he sees this, like, you know what I mean, I did unfortunately
okay,
I have
Jesse,
such a big
I know
mouth
that, bro. Jesse brought this up that they like she told everybody there that she had a podcast or whatever. You think that he's gonna sit, we're already like at minute 40, you think that he's gonna sit through 40 minutes of us talking absolute shit?
Maybe not, but I cannot title this like Jesse got a neck lift or something, because
oh,
then he
of course
might
not
see it.
No, you yeah. can't.
But basically the reason why I even told him, because I don't go around telling people that I have a podcast, but what happened was I had put in my paperwork that I wanted to be censored in the before and after pictures because how embarrassing. And then the social media girl came in and I just felt bad because she was like very like timid and like, you know, like the social media people in an office, like such an interesting job because like you're trying to do like the patience and make the content
yeah,
fun
for sure.
But it's like weird, like I just felt her pain. So I told her, I was like, listen, I don't mind that you film this, like you don't even have to censor me. She goes, oh my god, really, thank you so much, whatever. And then I told her, I'm like, yeah, I put to censor me because I do social media for a living and like genuinely how embarrassing to have my before and after picture there because I look hideous right now. But I was like, but I really don't care, it's fine. And she was like, oh okay, cool. This motherfucker comes in. By the way, when he was talking to me, just like a very lax, like that's the thing about male doctors a lot, is like very like, yeah, like this is what you can do. I'm like, yeah, and we can do that. Yeah. Like, it's just very, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just, he wasn't rude. He wasn't mean. It just didn't feel super warm and inviting, but that's fine. He doesn't have to be my best friend.
I mean, he's a man.
Yeah. Well, this man comes in with two Botox needles, and guys, I should have spoken up, but it all happened so fast.
He literally
started injecting me. He did not clean my skin like with an alcohol pad, which my other injector always does. Even though it's in the corner of my fucking eye, she always makes sure to prep the area.
Even Sam, who does my injection, like my Botox, like she like wipes me with stuff. Like,
yeah, well, because the thing is, what if I had picked my asshole and then like touched my neck and you are stabbing me repeatedly with the same needle, obviously, which is how Botox works. But like, we're talking like 16 injections along my neck. No prep.
Oh my
no
God.
No cleaning before or after.
What if Nefertiti's next lifts don't get sanitary time, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't think that's standard procedure. But he did it so quick, I will say. And people have asked me like pain level. I would honestly put the pain at like a 0.5 if I had to give it a number, but honestly,
oh,
like a zero.
Shit, really?
Yeah, it did not hurt at all. And I was worried about this skin, but there was several injections, like at least 8 of them. I didn't even know he was putting it in.
Damn.
He stopped midway to tell me that he couldn't believe that being an influencer was a job. I was like, okay, perfect.
10?
Like, I mean, I get where he's coming from, but also I had just like, I've been doing this for a decade. Like,
did he hear you?
Yeah, no, yeah, he heard me. I was talking to him. So yeah, he heard me.
Oh, I thought like you were like talking to the girl.
No,
okay,
no, yeah, he heard me. No. But yeah, like it was just like an interesting vibe. But the worst part is he was breathing super heavy, which like he can't control like if his adenoids or something are like big or something. He can't control that.
This, I forgot about this part. This is diabolical. This is diabolical. Never
so
go
I don't
there.
Know if he had just eaten lunch or something, but when he was talking me through the procedures, he kept like burping, but like in his mouth, you know, like he was like kind of swallowing the burps. Like he wasn't being super outward about it. But guys,
what
you have to get pretty close to someone to inject them. He was this close to my fucking face and he did one of the swallow burps like in my face. I was like, puppy, I don't know what you just ate, but I want to die right now.
I would have lost my mind. That is so fucking disgusting to me.
Yeah, no, actually fucking
in
foul.
My face, bro. Yeah. Okay, so first he doesn't wipe you down, then he burps in your face. Guys, correct. If that's not proof, you have to do your research before going anywhere.
I know. And honestly, I will say, like, obviously he did a okay job. Like, he didn't hurt me.
No,
I didn't
good.
Bruise or anything. And I think I'm going to like the results, but I do think I have to go somewhere else for the next one because the bedside manner and shit. Like, first of all, he didn't even tell me, listen to this shit. He didn't even tell me that after you get Botox, you're not supposed to lay down for 4 hours because if you do, it can move where the Botox is and it could paralyze the wrong muscle. Like, that's the risk of it. He didn't even tell me that. I just knew that because I get Botox. And I'm like, what if I wanted to go home and like take a fat nap? He just didn't inform me.
Bro, he didn't tell you this?
No. Does your injector always tell you too?
Yeah, like Sam, before I get anything done, she walks me through everything. Hey, when you can't work out, you can't do this.
He sure
you can't,
did not. So I think I have to go somewhere else. And I am going to try to talk to my Botox lady and ask her if she like could look into it and maybe learn how to do it. And then I trust her.
You're like
she's
please
super.
Start doing Nefertiti neck lifts. Here,
literally,
please,
for the love of God. I mean, she should offer that. Like, what a slay procedure. It is relatively new, which is why I can't really find someone to do it like super close to me. But
no, I have never even heard of it.
All in all, I really love the results. Even on day 2, so I know by day 5 it is tripping me out a little bit. Like, I took a picture yesterday when we were doing our barbecue and then Abby goes to me, she goes, oh shit, I think the fucking Nefertiti thing kicked in. And I'm like, why? And then I look at the picture and it kind of, to me, felt like the bottom of my face got like cut off. Like, I just feel like my chin is such a part of my face, you know what I mean? That like, I just feel like, I don't know, like it's like my chin is missing. So like, I don't know, it's gonna take some adjustment for me. You know, everything has its pros and its cons.
No, it's gonna look good. You see, you're only on day 2. Watch, you're gonna be like, holy fuck, Nefertiti.
Yeah, but if you guys see me and like, you know, I'm looking super snatched, it's 100% Botox. And if you're wondering price, it's different everywhere. I'm sure Lily probably has to pay more because LA and fucking Lindsay Lohan's lady and stuff. But Botox basically is per unit, okay? So it depends on how much per unit your place is gonna charge. Mine, I forget exactly how much per unit it is, but it was 40 units and they charged me $640, which is a pretty penny, I'm not gonna
lie. That's super cheap.
You think it's cheap? For Botox, I think it is, actually.
For Botox, that's cheap, for sure. In Miami, that's like double the price.
I agree. Think like if you're in a bigger city, I mean, Atlanta's a big city, but yeah, I think it would be Atlanta easily over a grand somewhere else.
100%. Dude, I get my Botox on the side of like three little Botox on the side of my face at $700.
Yeah. 700?
Yeah.
I will say around my eyes, I use Dysport. I don't even do Botox because it's cheaper.
I don't know what that means.
Dysport is like another type of tox thing, but like it's not as expensive as Botox. Please don't judge me, guys. I know I'm not giving into vanity and like stupid expectations of the world, but like it's just something for me. And if I can do it, then I just feel like at this time of my life, I want to. It makes me feel more comfortable.
Bro, you're here amongst friends. No one's going to judge you for that. They're just going to roast you for roasting me, but they're not going to judge you for your chin.
Thank you. I will accept that because as always, I never judged Kathleen for her juicy tetas or anything she wanted to do ever. Because I'm just like, that's your body. Do whatever the fuck you want to do with your body. I will say there are some people that touch their face that, I mean, like touch your face like surgically that I'm like, golly, why did they do that? Like, it's just like so unfortunate. And like the veneer thing, like I hate that. Like, I feel like everybody's getting veneers. If Sabrina Carpenter ever gets veneers, I'm going to crash the fuck out. Do you understand me?
I love her little teeth.
I adore her teeth. Like, I genuinely think they're so fucking cute.
No, she has beautiful teeth.
Bro, the people that do that, it just takes away like the character and shit of your face. So like, I get it. I get having opinions about like people doing stuff to your face because you're like, wait, but I'm also looking at your face. Like, don't change it. Like, I know your face like that.
Dude, I'm sorry, but like some people are a little bit extreme. When I started to get my Invisalign like 10 years ago, a bunch of people were like, but I like that your snaggle tooth here like sticks out. And it's like, guys, I want straight teeth.
Not
I'm
them
sorry.
Being
like,
your
I want
ops.
My teeth to be straight.
I like your snaggle tooth. It's crazy.
Things like that, like let me wear my Invisalign. I'm just trying to make them
straighter.
I'm not getting veneers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think things like that, like, are so harmless, honestly. Like, it's not like a major surgery. And also, I just have respect for people who do what they want to do for their face, but they're like honest about it. And they're just like, guys, I did this. Okay,
exactly.
Goodbye.
So literally, exactly.
That's how I want to be. That's what I got done. In a week, you're going to see me and my jawline is going to be snatched to the guts.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, before we get into lights, camera, smiles, we do want to just give you guys a quick little Love Island update. Just a quick little thoughts. Not much to say today because, you know, I feel like my opinion changes with this damn season every
day.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm definitely feeling a little bit annoyed. Obviously, spoiler alert, please don't watch this if you're not caught up with Love Island, obviously. I feel like that's like a no-brainer. And like Kathleen said, people were saying like, can you give us a little bit of background on people? So I'll try when I mention a name to maybe give you a little bit more context, but it is hard because so much shit happens in the show, so many little things that like genuinely to get the full picture of someone's character, you kind of have to watch it, but we will try our best. But my papi Gabriel, my Brazilian, he left and I'm fucking pissed. The girls basically had to choose what boy left and they chose the wrong person. They chose somebody that actually, yes, did he have a violently horny connection with Jen and it actually probably meant nothing to him? Sure. But
no, I'm not gonna lie, like, bro, he was just sexually attracted to Jen and so obviously was she, because when he got eliminated she went, damn. Anyway, literally she did not give a fuck,
bro,
that he was eliminated.
I'm sorry, she literally, like, if I'm leaving the island and you don't crash out like Andrea and Rob, like, I'm gonna be pissed.
Andrea,
no.
Sorry,
dude.
No,
buddy. Don't do this to me, man.
I'll see you again.
I love you, brother.
What the fuck?
No.
No, dude. No, actually. Well, I mean, Andrea and Rob liked each other. Like, Jen and Gabriel were just horny for each other. God bless. I know he was a very, very horny boy, but he was my beautiful horny
boy.
But
why did he have to, like, get removed from the island wearing that? Like, what's the
wearing
vibes?
A,
like,
a
why
blue
did that
space
have to happen?
Suit?
So unfortunate.
I know. I really did enjoy After Sun. I was watching it yesterday and I really liked it. I like Gabriel. Like, I really like him
Me
as
too.
A person. Like, he's just a little bit too horny, but I really, really like him as a person. And it was sad to see him go.
Yeah. I think they got tired of hearing him fucking. I think that's why they sent him off.
Yeah, I think they did get tired. But Pobrecito, I get him. He couldn't really express himself that much on the show and make, like, deeper connections because he didn't speak English that well.
I know.
And so that's why he felt so connected to Beatriz, because it was like the only person that he could really connect to on the island. So I was sad about him leaving. I guess I understand the logic maybe, but I feel like if I'm the girls, I would probably vote off Caleb.
Okay. Because, like, probably I would have absolutely voted off Caleb. So for context, Gabriel was the first male bombshell. He came literally the second night of the show. So he's been in the show for a long time. And what's 1 week in Love Island terms is like a million years in real life. Like, they are together all day, every day, and forced upon each other, essentially. So, like, he really was connected to the guys there, to the girls there. And he did have a connection, whether that connection was just violently horny with Jen or not. He had a connection with her. Caleb is another bombshell. He came later on in the game. And the only connection he had was with a girl named Kenzie. And Kenzie did him dirty. And I understand that that sucks. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Now that she's gone and she's with Corbin, he doesn't have a connection. And he doesn't have a foreseeable one either. Like, his conversations, exactly, God bless, are very, very dull. And, like, he's got, you know, like, he's not giving a lot.
That's so why, like, I kind of understand that people have very mixed opinions on this. But I kind of understand why the guys would be like, what the hell? Why wouldn't you just... like, Gabriel already has a connection. Why wouldn't you get rid of Caleb? You know, like, it doesn't make sense. So, like, I'm a little bit on the fence with that. And I don't necessarily agree with the girl's decision.
I don't agree with them at all. And also, taking out Gabe is essentially guaranteeing that Jen is not going to have a connection. Yeah. So, like, they don't know. No, because Jen and Gabriel had somewhat of a connection, you don't know that the guys are going to vote off Jen. Why would they? Like, she has a connection. So, like, just logically vote off the two people. I know people were pissed about Sol and stuff, but she didn't have a connection either. And Casey wasn't going to go explore that.
I'm pissed about Sol. I'm pissed about...
But, like, what was the reason to leave her? God bless. Like, she didn't have a connection. And she was miserable, too. Like, she was having a bad time. Like, I think genuinely it was time for her to go.
I can totally understand that. I'm more pissed about Sol. Like, how the fuck could you send Sincere?
No, bro. That from the diabolical is not the
word.
When
Sincere stood up, I said, oh, shit, Sol is saved.
I wouldn't possibly do that, because guys, if you don't know, Sincere from night one was with a girl named Melanie, okay? And that was like a pretty toxic, you know, like, intense connection. Well, when Sol entered the house, Sincere said, goodbye, Melanie, peace out. And he went for Sol, and Sol really thought that they had something going until, boom.
Well, because he was lying.
Turns around. Yeah, he lies to fucking everybody. He turns around and leaves Sol stranded with no connection and goes back to Melanie. So at this point, she's standing up there, up for elimination, and Sincere is the one to stand up and announce that she's going home. There's other guys that could have done that announcement, by the way. There's other men.
No, truly. And honestly, like, how she went out, she was like, oh, fuck this, I'm glad I'm leaving, this is couples island anyway. Like, she was so right. Like, what the fuck?
I know, for him to be like, what the fuck she talking about? Yeah, you know exactly what she's talking about.
I'm gonna say something, guys. Casa Amor, by the time that you guys are watching this episode, our opinions are probably completely different again, because Casa Amor is happening.
I'm losing it right now currently, because Casa Amor is gonna be fucking crazy. Because you are watching this
before we have seen Casa Amor. Casa Amor, they actually go to it tonight. We're filming this on Sunday.
Oh, we're gonna shake it up, Chicago, in this bitch.
Yeah, Anaya Casey, boom, Casa Amor is gonna ruin them.
He can't wait, actually. I think his bag's already packed.
No, Casey cannot wait to jump. Cannot wait. Casa Amor. And I agree with Sol. Why was Anaya
wearing that scarf like that? Like, little Bo
Peep. I don't want to. Pobrecita.
No, I'm just asking a question. I'm not trying to be like, why didn't anybody in the villa say, hey, you tie it under your hair, like in the back? Like, what?
No, a lot of people wear it under like that.
Bro, that was just giving little Bo Peep. Like, what are you talking about?
A lot of people wear it like that, but it's not that type of scarf that they do it with. They do it like with the longer silky one. You know what I mean? Like giving like...
Oh, wait. I know what you're talking about now. I pictured it differently. But the thing is that those have a different... Hers was like a string. Like, it can't be the string. Yes. It's got to be the full scarf.
It has to be the long silky ones. Like, if you're driving in a convertible in 1945 and you have a little silky scarf.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Keyword 1945. It's got to be not in this present moment.
It's really cute. It's really cute. Anyway, I do think Casey... First of all, I agree with Sol that Casey was kind of like a pussy and really not giving it all for Sol, because he did like Sol. He clearly had a connection with Sol, and I get he didn't want to hurt Anaya's feelings, but we're early in the game, Poppy. That's what this show's all about. I know it. He should have tried with Sol if he really wanted to. Like, follow your heart, follow your feelings. Even if it's your dick, follow your dick. Do something. I don't know. Be true to yourself. You know, I'm very interested to see where Casa Amor takes this cast, because I think it's going to shake up everybody.
Need it so bad, because am I tripping, or did they literally bring significantly less bombshells than normal?
No, yeah, they're usually like throwing bombshells left and right.
God, it's been like so long. I feel like 3 years since we've gotten one. Like, I can't.
I just feel like nobody has like a real deep connection there. Like, no one's truly into each other.
I was rooting for Casey and Anaya, but I don't know. And bro, Bryce and Zach.
Oh, they have the strongest connection out of everybody. Let us vote for them to get together.
I don't know if producers let them in on the public perception of them being gay for each other or what, but the fact that Zach looked inside of Bryce's underwear and then they proceeded to later have an entire conversation about the girth and length, and Zach said like, yeah, it's good, it's fucking long. I'm sorry.
These are two straight men. He said, Bryce gets up and he goes, girth check, opens up his shorts, Zach looks into his shorts and he said, good shit, or whatever the fuck he said. And then when they were sitting on the thing, he's like, oh, you got a big long snake, man. Like, your soft dick looks like mine hard.
Next, he's going to want to do a mouth check. I'm just saying. It's getting pretty saucy up in there.
And did you see that when Zach was like licking the toes or whatever the fuck? You know that Bryce has a foot fetish, right? Like, Bryce, like, he's said it before, like, he has a foot fetish.
Yeah, in his fucking mouth.
So when Zach was licking on them toes, he was like dead ass staring Bryce in the face while he was like licking the feet. I don't know, dude. He's madly in love with Bryce.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy.
Rice,
that fucking challenge, you know, that foot guy that wanted me to be his giant says foot model, you know he tuned in.
Let me tell you, there's a producer on Love Island that has a foot fetish, because I don't know if you saw like a couple episodes before when Kenzie is talking to Corbin and like she puts her feet up on the couch and the shot is literally just the bottom of Kenzie's feet.
I'm so dead. It's like that Nickelodeon director guy.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy. But
anyway.
So that's the Love Island update. Things are crazy. Casa Moore's coming. We don't want to say too much because by the time you guys watch this, Casa Moore has already shaken everything up in there. We just know it.
Well, anyway, lights,
shall we
camera,
get to
smile.
Lights, camera, smile.
Yup.
Yeah.
I will do a fitting one where it says how men date on Love Island.
Yo, so like yesterday, I wanted to like tongue kiss your booty hole.
Tongue kiss your booty hole.
But you didn't want to. So I'm just like a little confused. You didn't
let me. The song.
The fucking music is crazy.
Kiss on your booty hole. And now I'm feeling really confused.
Well, you just came in here yesterday. So I just think we should like get to know each other a bit more before we get to the booty hole stuff.
I feel like I know what kind of girl you be. You like a guy that like talks to you and shit and like say all the words and shit to you and stuff.
Exactly.
Saying shit to your face.
Yeah.
You like to be spoken to.
Yes. You like to be spoken to.
You in the eyes
no,
and
no,
stuff.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Bro, no, honestly, dude.
The conversations are so dull. I'm sorry. Like, they're just not giving connections.
The music is so AI music, or am I crazy? Like, they're those are not real songs.
Dude, when it's literally like, they're like, okay, Islanders, stand up. And the music's like, stand up.
Like, no, literally, it's so fucking
crazy. It's too on the nose. And it's funny because like with editing, obviously like the music and stuff you pick is intentional, but like that is very much like a decision those editors are making. Like they're like looking up online like stand-up music or something. Like I don't know.
I
what
think
the
it's
deal
AI.
Is.
I'm convinced it's AI because like it might be sitting around the fire pit. It's like sitting around the fire pit. Like
yeah,
it's
besides
too, it's
like the licensed music that they use, it might be AI.
Yeah.
It might.
How's your hamstrings, mate? It's a little tight, isn't it? Do this for work all the time. The old ladies love it. Do you love it? Hey, relax, Trinity. I'm taking care of a baby boy.
I'm so fucking dead. The old ladies love it. Do you love it? That's literally what he did.
No,
I can't.
Dude, do you remember when he was like, did you do it from the back? Like when he was asking Kaden?
Yeah. He's like, you got that? Like you put it in her ass? Like, he's like, no.
I'm like, oh my God, you want him to put it in your ass?
Yeah, he's just exploring. Like, you like it in the ass? Like, is that
for
what you
sure.
enjoy?
I'm telling you guys, they're the next couple to explore. I'm calling
you. Oh, 100%. 100%. Well, anyway, guys, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got for our 50th episode here. It's to 50 more. I'm fucked up on these mingled moods. I'm on number two. Who knows where this day is gonna take me.
God, we're halfway to 100. We have to do something crazy for 100.
Oh,
episodes.
No, that for
I say
sure.
We come dressed as like Dalmatians and we do some crazy shit.
Oh my God, I was like Dalmatians, but I guess.
Or no, we'd have to wait for the 101. Never mind.
If you made it to the end, we appreciate you very much, but that is all we've got. And as always, we will see you next week.
Or we won't.
JK. Bye.
Bye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th.
Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with Delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.